It was wet. Dark and wet. I could hear the rain beating against my window, like a drunken drum solo gone terribly wrong. Maybe the sound of the rhythmic storm raging outside was the reason I didn't hear her enter my office, gently closing the door behind her.
"Detective Napier,"
she said almost in a whisper. I looked up from my delicious hot pocket, startled by the voice to find a dame dressed in red. I could tell this woman was troubled, just from her silhouette, as the light from the hallway behind her danced off her hellish curves.
"I didn't hear you come in, ma'am. Please sit down."
I shot an open palm out in the direction of the chair to my left. She remained standing.
"Detective Napier, I have a problem. A dear friend of the family has, he's been murdered. The police have ruled it a suicide, but I just can't convince them. There's just no way Jesse killed himself. There's just no way."
We discussed the specifics of her case. Seemed pretty straightforward. The man in question, a man who went by the name of Jesse, was found in a coat closet hanging by a bar with a necktie and a dildo in his ass. I agreed to dig deeper, partly due to the size of the check she wrote, and partly due to the amount of titty meat she was sporting.
Napier, a private dick without decency, fighting crime and obesity, so you'd better watch out, Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible, and the world needs him now. Detective Napier, crime stories.
The next night, the rain had cleared. I was given a key to the so-called victim's apartment, and slipped in undetected. The room still smelled like decomposing bodies and sweaty, sweaty masturbation. I was convinced this was a dead end, surveying the scene until something caught my eye in the doorway to the bedroom. I crouched by what appeared to be a white footprint, obviously made by a large-footed man wearing boots. The footprint was not a scuff, but a track made in a fine powder of sort. I peered into the bedroom. I saw that the sheets had been tossed in the same substance.
"Some sort of powdery guy,"
I said to myself, as a sharp pain and thud greeted the back of my head. My world went dark. I was not alone in this apartment, and whoever was here had gotten the drop on me. Second time this week. Damn.
"Who is this powdery villain? What color was the tie the dude hung himself with? Whatever happened to that soda serve? That shit was good. Find out next week as the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program presents Detective Napier, Crime Story."